Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. The camping season is winding down across North Iowa. Chickasaw County conservation naturalist Matt Crane says water supply shutoffs for the season will vary from park to park.
This is probably our last weekend with water on at Split Rock Park Campground. The campground will remain open, but the water will be turned off, and we only have a limited time frame we can have water on just through the end of the month, and usually freezing starts to happen, so we have to turn the water off. Twin Ponds outside water will be on through the following weekend as well. It'll shut down that following week. And then Airport Lake will probably have open for a couple more weekends yet.
Crane says those wanting to get in those last camping sessions shouldn't have a problem.
Since we're past the holidays, the camping holidays, the last big one is Labor Day in September. The campgrounds are never completely full, so you shouldn't have a problem getting a site if you'd like to.
Floyd County conservation naturalist Heidi Reams says campgrounds in the county will wrap up for the season this Sunday.
And if you're really a diehard camper, you know it's not too early to make your reservations for next year. Whether it's 4th of July, Memorial Day, or just a regular weekend, you can always make those reservations ahead of time.
Reams also notes that the Fossil and Prairie Center near Rockford is now open just Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m. through the end of October. After this month, the center will close, but the park will remain open. Meanwhile, some reservations are still available for the hayrides during Floyd County Conservation's Eyes in the Night Halloween event from 7 to 9 o'clock this Saturday night. A suggested donation of $2 per person is appreciated. A link to register for the hayrides is available with this story on our station website. The Charles City Elks Lodge is sponsoring its first ever UTV-ATV ride this weekend. Leading knight Steve Kincannon says it's just $25 for riders 21 or older, with registration from 9 to 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Elks Lodge.
And then we're off on a 7-stop UTV poker run, starting off in Ionia and heading on down through Nashua, Clarksville, Green, Marbarock, Cowell, and then derailed back to the lodge following.
Kincannon says part of the proceeds will be dedicated to the Elks' work with local veterans.
We have a couple ladies that go around and serve with veterans, take them shopping. Sure. If they're going from homeless to getting an apartment, we help them out, buy them beds, whatever they need for their apartments, you know, and stuff like that, help them out.
Kincannon says the ride will feature raffles, food, and fellowship. They also hope to get some new Elk members from the event. Learn more at charlescityelks.org. Charles City VFW hosts its first ever Oktoberfest tomorrow. The VFW's Patrick Lumley says, in addition to lots of food and drink, there are also contests for prizes.
The Hammerschlag, that's where you pound the nails into a log. We're also going to have a keg rolling contest, and then the more typical one that you see at any type of Oktoberfest is a stein holding competition. So we're looking forward to determine who within the listening area is the strongest, the fastest, and the most accurate for these events. Each of those events has a $50 cash prize.
Registration begins at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, with competition starting at 3. Lumley adds there will also be raffles for prizes throughout the event, with proceeds going to help VFW veterans outreach programs. Find more details at Charles City VFW on Facebook. The 64th annual Charles City Lions Club book sale is underway. The Lions' Mike Lid says thousands and thousands of books, all donated by the public, largely range from 50 cents up to $4.
We do have some $5 and $10 books that are collectibles, some beautiful artwork, poetry, a lot of large coffee table type books that are just in really good shape in a lot of different categories.
Lid says 100% of proceeds from the book sales go back into the community.
The Lions Club has donated close to $20,000 to different community activities this year. One of our biggest ones I know was $5,000 to help get the bike program in the middle school. So we give to a lot of different things, from the Chamber of Commerce, Comet Booster Club, Dollars for Scholars. Of course, Lions Club is big on the leader dog programs and sight and hearing programs at the state and national level.
Lid sales, the book sale, runs Wednesday through Saturday for the next 2 weeks, ending on October 18th at 600 North Main in the L&J Industries Warehouse across from Dollar General in Charles City. Find more details at charlescitylionsclub.org. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, New Hampton football at Waukon. Pregame coverage starts at 6:45 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. It's the Whole Slog Bin Sales pregame show at 7 and kickoff at 7:30. Tomorrow night on 95.1 The Bull, Iowa football at Wisconsin. Pregame at 4 p.m., kickoff just after 6. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.